And good afternoon to everyone. It is time for Radio Rotary, Scott AEC, I guess I could say here.
We
Scott,
have an exciting show today.
Okay.
As we do, and we have a number of wonderful shows coming up. So,
how do you know that?
I know that. And how do I know that? Because I have two students. One is an exchange student, and one is an Interact student. Our exchange student is from Germany. Her name is Emily, and she just arrived. She's never played music with Rebecca, who is our Interact student from Millbrook. So right now in front of you, for your ears and listening pleasure, they're both going to play their flutes. Oh, magnificent. Yeah, magnificent. That was the first time they've played together. They're just meeting. So not only is Rotary Youth Exchange have culture, this is one of the things is cultural music plays a big part in the culture. So that is wonderful to hear. Thank you both, Emily and Rebecca. And we'll hear from them in a future show. So this is Rotary Radio. And or Radio Rotary, whichever direction you want to go. And to hear any of our past shows or this show, go to Rotary District 7210, and you can find that on any of the search engines. Because this is your host, Rotarian Scott Meyer, speaking to you from New York's beautiful Hudson Valley and Rotary District 7210. And today we have a very interesting show, and we're going to discuss how Rotary and the Grace Smith House can work together, and what is the Grace Smith House. We also have today a really fun thing. We have a guest commentator, a guest interviewer, a guest, whatever you want to call her. But her name is Jennifer, and she's the incoming president of the Rotary Interact in Millbrook, and she's going to help me with questions and answers. Well, maybe not answers, but questions anyway. So welcome, Jennifer. Say hi. You know,
hi.
It's lovely to be here.
It's lovely to be here.
She's not a mannequin. She's actually really here, live being, and as soon as she can think of some words, she will say them. We're going to have fun today. So first of all, we have Judy, and Judy is the Lombardi, and she is the executive director of the Grace Smith House. She also has, after her name, LCSW-R. What is LC? Here, move the microphone right
there. Licensed clinical social worker. And the R is an insurance thing. Don't worry about the R.
Yeah, we want to be
right up to the
Mic. Right up there. Okay, so now where's Grace Smith House located?
Well, actually, we don't give out the exact
location. Oh, sorry.
Nope, that's a good point. A lot of people don't think of that, but the safety of our clients is often quite important. And so the actual location is kept a secret, but we are in Dutchess County. We have several sites in Dutchess County, and of course, we serve women and children who are victims of domestic violence.
So then it's not one site. You have multiple.
We have
even though you call it Grace Smith House, that's just the term for
It started as one Grace Smith House. We now have a 20-bed crisis shelter in the Poughkeepsie area. We have a 10-bed crisis shelter in a rural part of the county, and we have transitional apartments in Poughkeepsie and a non-residential program located in Poughkeepsie. So we have three actual sites.
Where does Grace Smith come from, and where did you get the name?
Grace Smith was the parishioner of the First Presbyterian Church in Poughkeepsie, and her children were involved in the formulation of the agency and put their mother's name forward as a strong female role model for women.
And what year was it founded?
Grace Smith House was founded in 1981, so we're about to celebrate our 27th birthday in July.
And Can you give out numbers of number of people that have gone through and so on?
Thousands of women we have served, mostly Dutchess County residents, in the past 27 years. I believe we've served, our shelters alone have served over 3,000 families since we've been around, and many, many more on our hotline. We take over about 2,000 hotline calls a year. So, you know, many, many more are impacted by our services than just the people who walk through our doors.
So, do they come and stay with you for a day, a night? How does it work?
Some people come and stay one day. Some people stay the entire 90 days. 90 days is the maximum that's set up by the state of New York for a domestic violence shelter. The average stay is about 33 days right now.
What happens if there is someone that needs to stay the full time? What happens to them afterwards?
Well, we have housing advocates who help them find housing, but housing is a big problem in Dutchess County right now. Many of our women struggle to find housing after Grace Smith House. Actually, when the housing prices skyrocketed, our numbers went down a little bit, and it wasn't because domestic violence had tapered off any. Women were asking us on our hotline, so I can stay at your place 90 days, then where am I going to go? And I think some people were choosing to stay because they didn't want to be homeless when their time at Grace Smith House was up. Mm-hmm. But we do work to find people housing as much as possible.
So let's go back a step. For those people who don't know the true definition of domestic violence, can you just give us a definition of what is domestic violence?
Yeah, domestic violence is a pattern of behaviors in a relationship where the one person is exerting power and control over another person in the relationship. A lot of people tend to think and leap to physical violence first, but that's only just one manifestation of it. It can be verbal, psychological. Stalking is often involved. All sorts of types of ways to control somebody else's behavior. And it happens more than once. It's not. It's a pattern.
So do you have, would someone come to you for counseling instead of staying and say, okay, I have a problem, what can you do to help me?
Yeah, people can use us not just for the shelter. I think we're most known for shelter, but we have a non-residential program and people can come in and participate in support groups and individual counseling and things like that without using the actual shelter.
Can you give that? You said you had a hotline. Just every once in a while, we're going to ask you to throw that out.
We have two hotlines. We have 845-471-3033.
Say it again.
845-471-3033. And then our Northeast Shelter hotline is 518-789-6977. And again, that's 518-789-6977. And all of this is also, we have a great website, gracesmithhouse.org, and there's a lot of information about our hotlines, about domestic violence, about safety planning on the website.
So what happens if someone leaves their house right away and they can't get access to the website and they don't have the phone number? How are they going to find you? How would they access you? Would they go to the local police station?
Yes, they can go to the police. They can go to a counselor's office. They can go to their children's school and ask the school social worker to call us and put them in touch with us. They can go to their doctor. I mean, many people reach us through a variety of different ways.
Okay, so that's good to know that, so anybody listening.
Yes.
So how do you only serve Dutchess County?
We serve primarily Dutchess County residents, but we serve people from other counties and states and sometimes even countries as well. Domestic violence is a crime, and sometimes people are not safe going to a shelter in their own county. Sometimes they need to be safe and get away from the person who's hurting them. So sometimes we take people from other counties, and sometimes we refer Dutchess County people who aren't safe in Dutchess County to shelters in other counties as well. So
is this it's a common – how common is it here in Dutchess County?
It's frighteningly common. The local statistics seem to indicate that about 1 in 5 families
20%.
Is experiencing domestic violence. I've seen 25% other national statistics quoted.
And of that 20 to 25%, how many of them actually end up coming to Grace Smith House?
Well, I had seen a statistic a long time ago. I'm not sure. I probably should see if I could find a more current statistic. But it was that only 3% of domestic violence victims were using shelters to get out. That didn't mean they weren't getting out, but 3% needed the assistance of a shelter to get out. When you think about families in crisis, if you don't have a job or an income, it's trickier to get out than if you're an attorney and you're making over $100,000 a year. You can rent your own apartment. You can get your own divorce. You know, the people that who while domestic violence crosses all racial, economic, religious groups, the people who tend to use our shelters are the ones who don't have family that they can depend on or resources. So
we're going to come back and talk. We're talking about with Judy Lombardi about the Grace Smith House, which is located somewhere in Dutchess County. But right now we have a word from our Rotary International, and JP, take it away.
This is a tree that was never chopped down to make a crutch that was never needed by a child who never got polio because medicine was never in short supply thanks to people whose compassion wasn't either. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Thanks to them, the world will soon be polio-free. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Thank you very much. And Rotary does so many great things, and we're going to hear about them over the coming weeks. And then you go to the Rotary website, which is Rotary District 7210, and you put in the search engine, you can find it, and you can hear all the different radio shows and projects we have discussed. So now we're talking today with Grace Smithhouse and Judy Lombardi, and we're asking her some questions about domestic violence and what happens. So now, the victims you've told us are usually women. What is their percentage? 99.9%?
95%.
And what about the children? Are you including the – is there sometimes – would you just serve children if the children are the ones being abused, or is that a separate
– Well, there's an overlap. About 50% of the cases where there's domestic violence, there's also child abuse going on. So we work closely with the Department of Social Services and Child Protective Services because there is that tremendous overlap. And in any given year, about 50% of the people we're serving are children. So they're absolutely victims of domestic violence. Even if nobody lays a hand on them, they were always amazed in a sad sort of way how much they see and hear and take in, even if nobody actually even hits them. So it definitely impacts the children.
What are some of the common difficulties that women face when they're leaving a domestic violence situation?
Well, I already mentioned housing. Housing is a real serious problem for women, and my fear is that women are choosing to stay instead of becoming homeless. Safety is a big issue. Women, whenever you see a fatality in the newspaper, I challenge you to read the article, and you will almost always see that she has just left the relationship or was preparing to leave the relationship. Often the word estranged is used, and the time when the woman is leaving the relationship is the most dangerous time for her, because in the power and control way of looking at it, she's taking back control of her own life, and the person who's hurting her is not going to let her do that, so the level of violence escalates. In Dutchess County, Orange County, and Ulster County alone, in the past 3 years, we've had 16 domestic violence fatalities. 16 women have died. Last night was the most recent one in Orange County. So that's a really frightening number. And it's and in almost every single one of those 16 cases, she was preparing to or had just left the relationship. So that's a huge impact. And women know this. They're told, if you leave me, I will kill you. And so that plays a real role in their decision to leave. That doesn't mean women shouldn't leave, let me say. It means they should leave with a safety plan in place and with talking to somebody who knows how to help them with a safety plan.
Wow. I have a brochure that you gave us.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the figures in the brochure, it says 3.3 million children each year. 3.3 million children are exposed to violence by family members against their mothers or female caregivers. That's
a huge, frightening number, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a huge number. And
yeah. And
so the children are often the most affected
as
well. And so Grace Smithhouse, do you have some other programs or activities to help the children?
We have a distinct children's program at Grace Smith House, and we're one of the first domestic violence programs in our area to have a children's program for the very reason that we believe that children are victims of domestic violence too, not just the moms. And We want to get some key messages to children in our children's program. A, that the violence wasn't their fault. Even if mom and dad were fighting about their report card or fighting about them in some respect, that's about them. That wasn't about the child. We want children to know that anger is a normal emotion. It's how you express that anger that we would like to give them some messages about. We want children to – we have male child advocates at our program. Because we want children to see positive male role models. So we have a number of things that we want children to learn when they're with us.
So we're going to take a quick break for our – but I want you to tell us a positive story before we take our break. Give us a couple of examples of what great things Grace Smith has done in the Grace Smith House.
Well, so many people have made successes of their stay at Grace Smith House. One woman a couple of years ago, I happened to answer the phone in my office, and she lived in one of our apartments, and she was calling. She was so excited. She had just gone on her first job interview ever. This is a young mother with three children. And she had just gone on her first job interview. And in her words, she had nailed the interview. And she was just so excited she had to talk to somebody about it. And she was going on about how happy she was and how well it went. And she said, you know, this happens to be the 1 year anniversary from when I left my husband. And I said, you know, wow, what a difference a year makes. And, you know, she went on to just keep talking about all the different things that had happened to her that year and all the progress she had made. And she was on cloud nine. And here, 3 years later or so, I'm still talking about the story because, you know, these kind of stories really stick with you.
Is there also a way to, I'm trying to think of the right terminology, but to help the person that's abusing, you know, to get them help?
Yes. There's a program in Dutchess County called the DAC program. DAC stands for, it's D-A-A-C, Domestic Abuse Awareness Class. It's run through Family Services, and it's a program for men who are abusive in relationships. So anybody could call Family Services and check that out. But I would also, in our newsletter that's coming out next month and on our website, is a page called 10 Things That Men Can Do to End Domestic Violence. And it's put out by Jackson Katz, who is one of the nationally recognized speakers on men confronting domestic violence. So if you get our newsletter, great. If not, go to our website and look for 10 Things Men Can Do to End Domestic Violence.
And your website is www.gracesmithhouse.org.
Correct.
So it's very easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can even put it in the search engines, Grace Smith House.
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever, once they've been in this situation, they've come to Grace Smith House, is there ever getting back together and having a positive relationship? Does that ever happen, or is it?
It's very rare. It is possible. It completely is dependent upon the motivation of the person who's doing the abusing. And we do not recommend marriage counseling when there's violence going on. What we say to the families we work with is you get help for your stuff. The batterer should get help for their stuff, and when there is no violence, then you bring it together for marriage counseling. So we sort of lay out a plan, but the batterer has to be making changes for the right reason. They can't be doing it to get the person back, or, you know, they have to really be recognizing that there's an issue and that they want to change. It is possible, but it unfortunately is rare.
Well, Judy, we're talking with Judy Lombardi, who's the executive director of the Grace Smith House. And we're going to take a little sideline here and have Jennifer, who is our teen assistant, whatever you want to call yourself, you can make up a title. Since I don't have one, you can have one. And she's going to ask some questions and explore the ways that teens can help and how teens can – and when we're talking about teens, we're also talking about Rotary Interact, which is – Rotary Interact is the community service arm in high schools of Rotary. And so Jennifer's incoming president of the Millbrook Rotary this coming year. And Jennifer, what kind of questions do you have for Judy?
How could teens and Interact help with raising
anything that's needed for you guys?
Well, there's many, many ways that teens and the Interact Club can help. I mean, first of all, they can print off the 10 things men can do and pass it out at school. They can do fundraising drives or item drives for us. The Interact Club in, I think, the Wappinger School District made welcome bags for our families coming into the shelter. We always need things like baby monitors, book bags. I mean, you collect things like that. The Pleasant Valley Rotary has been helpful to us and has purchased books for all of our women, called a book called Getting Free that we like to hand out to the women about how to get out of an abusive relationship. So, you know, donations of things like that would be wonderful. Everything from yard work to sorting donations to the things I already mentioned. There's many, many ways people can help us. And we actually have a wish list also on our website.
And you don't have to be a Rotarian to help, although it might not be a Rotarian.
Right.
But Grace Smith has on their website has a list of needs. Jennifer, thank you. Another question.
How would groups of teens arrange to help you guys? Like, who would we contact?
Well, either shelter director could be contacted, and I can give you the names of both of our shelter directors. But you can also call both of the hotlines to get each of those people.
What are those hotline numbers again?
518-789-6977 is our Northeast hotline number. And for the Poughkeepsie area, 845-471-3033.
So you can either call that for help or to
yes.
partner with Judy Lombardi and her Grace Smith House. Now, you're the executive director of all of Grace Smith House?
Yeah, all
you
of our
said,
sites.
You were saying about the other.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been talking with Grace Smith House. We've learned an awful lot today. And now we're going to have go to we're going to go with Kathy, who actually is. Are you president of the Pleasant Valley Rotary? No. Okay. She was president of Pleasant Valley Rotary. She's assistant director, assistant governor. You've been. You've regional. All sorts of things. So she's a very important person in Rotary, and a true leader in Rotary. And she has a program called Dove, and tell me, Kat, sit a little closer. Tell me what Dove is and what it's all about.
Dove is a program I work with Mike Martin and co-chair with him from the Walden Club, and it's called Domestic Violence Ended. And what we do is we try to go to other Rotary clubs and as guest speakers to discuss basically a lot of what the statistics that Judy has in her pamphlet there for the Grace Smith House, but trying to raise awareness of domestic violence, how unfortunately common it is. And then hopefully what Rotary clubs can do around the county as far as hopefully calling their shelters, finding out from their shelters, like I call Judy about 3-4 times a year and say, what is it the Grace Smith House needs right now? And she's very willing to tell me, like, baby monitors, nightgowns for moms if they're coming in, you know, and have absolutely nothing but the clothes on their back to a shelter. Christmas time, of course, there's always toys for kids that we can buy them, and so that they can wrap them up and give them out to a children possibly waking up on Christmas morning in a shelter and wanting, you know, something.
Stories? Did you get any stories back, or you just...
Some
heartfelt stories about things you've done with Dove, through Dove?
Basically, it's nice to get a phone call from many times it's other Rotarians who are having a problem in their family with domestic violence and wanting us to give them a number, just a telephone number to call to get help because they're in such a bad situation and they need to get out. And that's what we're there. I mean, my hope is every time I go to a club is to give them a book of shelters that are available, hotlines all over New York State, and they can have that handbook available to them so that another Rotary club, if somebody were to call that isn't a Rotarian, for example, and just called their local Rotary club maybe and said, I'm in some trouble, who can I go to? This is something that that secretary or president might have that handbook with a number that they can call.
You know, today we've been talking about domestic violence and all of its implications. And with Grace Smith House, Judy Lombardi, and a Rotary program called Dove with Kathy, and she's partnered with the Walden Club?
Well, just Mike Martin is part of the Walden Club, and we're co-chair with him. And
but this
that's
is an actual Rotary program.
Yeah, Mike usually talks to Rotary clubs across the river, and I talk to Rotary clubs on the side of the river, and just trying to get the word out about what domestic violence is, and please help your shelters. They need all the help they can get. And if you can't even afford to buy clothing or items for the Gray Smith House, you can. We have a member in our club, Jim. He's a godsend. He has a truck, and for moving furniture for someone moving into an apartment for the first time on their own, Jim's more than willing. He's done it several times. He'll pack up furniture in his truck and take it over to an apartment for someone setting up. And and it's these people, you know, these women appreciate it so much.
And, you know, Judy and Kathy, thank you very much for what you've done, what you're doing, what you will do. We have been talking about the Gray Smith House, an amazing thing. Will you give those hotline numbers again, Judy?
Yeah, for the Northeast Shelter, 518-789-6977, and for the Poughkeepsie area, 845-471-3038. And I'd love to just mention really quickly two upcoming events we have. Our third annual Women of Grace Awards event is coming up October 23rd. It will be at the Grand View, and more information on that will be on our website. We're just about to announce who our awardees are, but we're not quite yet. And then we have a really interesting fundraiser that we're going to be doing for the first time with the Town Shop. They're going to, on October 26th, at the Town Shop, they're going to take all their discontinued bridal gowns and sell them at much reduced rates, very expensive gowns. And I believe half of the proceeds are going to come to Grace Smith House. And it's a very interesting event to think about with weddings and marriage and all the implications for domestic violence. It's really, I'm very happy that they're choosing to support us with this event. So I'm sure there'll be more information on that on our website as well.
I think education is also, these fundraisers are a great idea. I think education is something that we need to do, and I'm just amazed. So thank you very much again.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I'm going to take the last couple of minutes. We have another word from our Rotary, Rotary International. And JP, take it away.
Somewhere in the United States, a troubled teenage boy decides he's better off staying in school. Somewhere in India, a child is immunized against polio. Because somewhere a local Rotary Club has become involved. Whether it's funding scholarships, creating neighborhood centers, or ridding the world of one of its most horrible diseases, Rotary members believe anything is possible. Rotary, humanity in motion. Visit Rotary.org, celebrating 100 years of helping others.
Thank you very much. Now, another part of Rotary is this program we call Interact, which is Rotary Interact, and it's used through the high schools, and it's the students in the high school getting together and doing community service projects to and partnership with the community to help the community. And with us today, as you've heard earlier, we have the incoming president from Millbrook, Jennifer, who is going to tell us something about, we're going to talk about, you've never been president of Interact before.
No.
So, but you've been thinking about it. When did you first know you were going to be president of Interact?
Actually, me and my friend.
My friend and I, of course.
My friend and I. The teacher who's in charge of Interact told us that we should run because she thought we'd had a lot of good ideas and thought that we'd be good. And she didn't really give us much choice in the matter. She just told us that we were running. And then they voted for her and I. So we're co-presidents.
So you split it down right down the middle. So now, when was that you ran? Was that in January or when was it?
The end of last year. I don't remember.
So end of last year. And then you've been planning all summer what you're going to do?
We've been all summer.
What are some? Do you have some of the projects you'd want to do? And
I know that we're trying to do a book drive. Of course, trick-or-treating for canned goods. It's one of our favorites.
What happens with a trick-or-treat? What do you do on trick-or-treat for canned goods?
We all dress up in costume and then we go around Millbrook collecting canned goods, non-perishables, and we give them to a shelter.
And so here you are driving around town, or walking around town if you have the grocery cart from Morona's Market, collecting these canned goods, but you're still being able to participate in Halloween because now you're too big to really do Halloween and trick-or-treat, so you're doing it for somebody else. So that's a great project, and we are going to hear more about Interact and Jennifer and her group in the future. So to close on this, Jennifer, you're going to get everybody in school to be part of Interact?
We're trying this year. One of our goals is to get a lot more people to be part of Interact.
Now, do you would you consider yourself a shy person in the before you took this role on?
Yeah, I'm a little shy. Once I get to know someone, I'm not as shy, but just with new people, I'm shy.
And so now this is like a leadership program. You're becoming one of our leaders of the future.
Yep.
We'll talk to you at the end of your first Rotary year and see what happens. This is your host, Scott Meyer, speaking to you from the beautiful Hudson Valley in Rotary District 7210. So listen again in next week when we'll have another exciting show for you. Thank you, everyone.